says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive.
Country folks yes, can indeed. Survive. We country folks can survive. And by country folks, as I've said many times, Hank Williams Jr. is referring to all of us. If you listen to the entirety of the song, you'll see that he refers to all kinds of parts of the country in that song, which you would not think of as just strictly being country. He's referring to our whole people. Anyway, we certainly can survive, and that will be one of the themes of this show tonight, is how we can survive in what I'm going to call in this show, Two Americas. That's what Donald Trump has brought to the fore. We talk about polarization on this show. Donald Trump has polarized, in part, he's a causative factor to the polarization, but he has also been a litmus strip. He's been a litmus test demonstrating that we were already, without Donald Trump, we were polarized and have been getting more and more polarized as our country has been invaded by another people. And the non-European population. There are those in the white population who've decided they're going to toss in their lot with that. So that we situation here. I don't know what the solution will be. No, anyone who pretends they know is just blowing smoke. But the key and what I will recommend here, something about which I'm not blowing smoke, is what we must do as one of those Americas. We must make sure that we remain that America, our America, that we not as a verb. Maybe somebody can come up with a better example. Brazilianize ourselves. Now, I've never been to Brazil, and I'm not an expert on Brazil. I don't speak Portuguese, and somebody who's more familiar with Brazil may enlighten me. But I get the impression that Brazil is a multicultural mess in which the identities of different peoples have been submerged. Mexico, in a way, has features of this, but Brazil, I think, even more clearly. That is, there was a large European population in Brazil. There was and is a large American Indian, not American Indian, but New World Indian population, and a large black population. I don't know how big the Asian population is in Brazil, but Brazil has basically, as I understand it, gone through the process of blenderizing themselves into a sort of a mush, a multicultural mush, which doesn't work as a society. So, but that's what we need to make sure we don't do is stop being exactly who we are. But what we do about that other huge population that shares with us, the inhabitants within the borders of the United States, that's a more difficult question. Because it doesn't look very likely that they're going to be persuaded to agree with us on much of anything. And, of course, they can't agree to be something they're not. They can't Mexicans can't agree to be European people. Africans imported from Africa cannot be persuaded that they'd like to join white culture. So I say, you know, we're looking at, if we go into courtroom, family court terms, I think we're looking at irreconcilable differences, and I think we're looking at a divorce. Then, like any messy divorce, the property division is a mess, and custody is a mess. So there you go. So we'll talk a little bit about that in tonight's show. Speaking of which, we've got here, let's get an opening theme here. Let's get a little music to cover this this theme here. I'll let the audience, you guess where I'm going with this one, folks. This is a current story. Who are we talking about? Think Hopi right there. Don't think Hopi. Think Harvard, Harvard law professor, Massachusetts. Yes, indeed. That is a Hopi war dance chant, don't mean to in any way diminish those genuine Indians, but we have Elizabeth Warren today releasing her DNA test to a reporter, and stupidly, really stupidly, stepping in the buffalo pie here. Her test simply authenticates that she's not an Indian, and we'll go to that story in a moment. It's got a minuscule percentage of not even American Indian DNA evident. It has some small, tiny amount of DNA that is a match to either Brazilian, I think it's Brazilian. Let me just see here. Funny we should be talking about that. Let me find that story. Let's see if that's the... Here we go. Cherokee Nation blasts Elizabeth Warren's DNA test as a mockery and inappropriate. Here we go. Let's go into this story. It's fun. The Cherokee Nation issued a statement Monday declaring Senator Elizabeth Warren's DNA test results inappropriate and a mockery, their words. On Monday, Warren released her DNA test results to the far-left Boston Globe's Annie Linsky. You know, these patterns are so strong here, folks. Annie Linsky. And the Boston Globe, which I believe was bought by the New York Times, correct my memory if I'm missing this, but I think the New York Times, at a time when the Boston Globe was not worth a penny, it was so badly in debt, I think the New York Times bought it for, you know, a huge amount of money. Annie Linsky, who has already had to issue two humiliating corrections. Hoping to spin the results in the best way possible, Linsky botched the math on the DNA findings, naturally in Warren's favor. The truth is that even if you believe the results, Warren might have anywhere from 1/64th to 1/1024th Native heritage, which she has as much Native heritage as the average white American. Now, that's this reporter's got that wrong. The average white American has zero Native heritage. Which, as for instance, in my case, I've had my DNA tested. I have 0% Indian blood, which means her claim to be a Cherokee has been debunked by her own, and that's, by the way, the result that most of us get. We go get our DNA test. You too will find that. Even if you have a grandmother who said something about Uncle Bob's high cheekbones and his dark skin, realize that that's because Uncle Bob was on the golf course 7 days a week and turned nut brown. He didn't turn Indian. Which means her claim to be a Cherokee has been debunked by her own DNA test. The Cherokee Nation is having none of it in a blistering statement. I love this. The Cherokee Nation Secretary of State Chuck Hoskin writes, buried in the Boston Globe story is this bombshell. And this is a quote from the story. To make up for the dearth of Native American DNA, she used samples from Mexico, Peru, and Colombia. Okay, not Brazil. Mexico, Peru, and Colombia to stand in for Native American. So in other words, she tried to find some match to DNA from Mexico, Peru, or Colombia. Well, so there aren't even any American Indian test in there. In other words, all that Warren's DNA test really shows is that she might be anywhere from 1/64th to 1/1024th Mexican, Peruvian, or Colombian, whatever that may mean. Let's see. I'm going to skip down here. The Indians talking about what they regard as a true evidence of being a member of a tribe. Warren, as her evidence of Indianness, points to her great-great-great-grandmother, O.C. Sarah Smith, as part Cherokee. But all of the documentation of the time lists her as white. It kind of reminds me of Christine Ford. When she points to her witnesses, they all say, didn't happen. And the documentation doesn't exist. So Warren is one of these zero-documentation left-wingers. And then the Cherokee Nation is especially angry over Warren using an inappropriate DNA test to claim any connection to the Cherokee Nation or any tribal nation. So she's going even further. Oh, so this is even more powerful, that the Cherokee tribal chief, or what is his position? The chairman? What is the position of the Indian who objected? It was the Cherokee Nation officially. Their leadership was irate. And you can imagine that all of their members are just as irate. They're especially angry about her claiming a connection to the Cherokee Nation. So she's actually pointed to a specific Indian tribe that she thinks she is part of. I forgot what his position is, but the chief or head of the Cherokee Nation says that it makes a mockery. She is making a mockery out of DNA testing and its legitimate use. She is also dishonoring legitimate tribal governments and their citizens whose ancestors are well documented and whose heritage is proven. Mr. Hoskin closes with, speaking for the Cherokees, Senator Warren is undermining tribal interests with her continued claims of tribal heritage. So how do you say this? A boomerang, boomerang. This has come back to bite her in the ass, as so many of these things that the left has been doing do. In fact, here, let's find a let me find some appropriate music for this. Elizabeth Warren's continued insistence that she is a Cherokee. She just won't stop. However, no wind to walk away. Sitting at the table, there'll be time enough for counting. Yes, yes, you got to know when to hold them. And in this case, Elizabeth Warren, know when to fold them. And this is, well, this is theme music for all these, so many of these Democrats. Chuck Schumer, I think, comes to mind most prominently. He just does not know when to fold them and when to run, when to walk away and when to run. let's go back to this story here. Where is she? Find that Breitbart story on the Cherokee Nation. Quick into it here for you. Now, this, of course, you know, believe it or not, everything's gearing up for the 2020 presidential election, on which today's theme, Two Americas, you know, it could swing either way, as it could in 2016. We could have been dealing with President Hillary Clinton right now. And just imagine, don't scare yourself or get sick if you just ate dinner, overthinking, what would we be experiencing right now? What two Supreme Court justices would have been appointed by Hillary Clinton? What nations would we be at war with? Probably nuclear war. How would that nuclear war with North Korea turned out? Of course, nuclear wouldn't have ended, probably still be going on. How about a nuclear exchange with Russia? That would have worked out really, really well. And of course, Hillary would have turned our $500 billion a year trade deficit with Red China into what? $750 billion? Turned over the entire South China Sea, in fact, the entire Western Pacific. She probably would have issued a statement saying everything west of Honolulu we recognized as a red Chinese sphere of influence. I think that's the kind of thing we could have expected out of Hillary Clinton. And that would be the payoff for, what was the guy's name? Ho Lee, or who was the guy who bundled campaign contributions for Bill Clinton? That's the kind of a deal that Hillary Clinton would do, such as giving 20% of our uranium to Russia in exchange for $145 million for her, for her and her husband's and daughters. Her daughter's one of the directors of the Hillary Bill, no, the Bill, Hillary, and Chelsea Clinton Foundation. So sell out our entire heritage, sell out our country, sell out things worth hundreds of billions of dollars if you could get a few million for your own corrupt self. And Hillary still, her hat is still in the ring. So we'll talk about that a little bit tonight. We'll try to get to the congressional races, and it continues to befuddle me. I mean, it may be just a demonstration, a more convincing demonstration of my own thesis than I want, that we are two Americas, because this congressional race continues to be a stubbornly, evenly split thing. Come to think of it, isn't the Senate race also? It's a 50-50, literally, sort of thing. 50 senators on one side versus 50 on the other. It swings back and forth. But it never swings more than about 3 senators one way or the other. And the House race, the same thing. And the presidential race, the same thing. Hillary actually won. It sickens me to have to say this. If you trust the reported voting results, which of course is a stupid thing to do, but she did, I think, come out ahead by, is it 3 million votes in the polling, the voting. Trump came out with a clear win in the Electoral College, which is the real election. Be right back. Circling skies, turn the tide and twist and just an earth.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Attention RBN listeners, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
All right, folks. Great theme music here. There we go, folks. Some great American Indian themed music. And thank you very much to a listener who suggested that to our engineer. And, well, you know, I think the fun with Elizabeth Warren has begun too soon because you want this sort of a blow up to occur in the middle of a presidential campaign. You want the Democrats to have put their money down on Elizabeth Warren. Then she releases the fake DNA test. Then she lies about it. Then reporter Linsky with the Boston Globe lies about it. Then it gets exposed. And then her, instead of her potential campaign blowing up, instead her, she, as an opponent of Donald Trump, blows up. Her campaign blows up. And, well, so this might be a premature fun. And I don't know. You sort of got to, you know, you can't have everything work out just perfectly. And Donald Trump is right when he says, I don't want him to come up with, you know, a candidate, a better candidate for them, a candidate that has a better chance of winning against Donald Trump. And that candidate would be, in fact, an old line or a traditional Democrat. Now, the thing that militates against them settling on an old line Democrat like, like Hubert Humphrey, for example, just a randomly picked kind of example, is that, or even Franklin Roosevelt, you could take him, or Woodrow Wilson, take him. The radical communists have so taken over Republican Party. Thank God that hasn't happened. The Trumpists have taken over the Republican Party, and again in this polarization, the communists polarizing have taken over the Democratic Party. And so, what happens in the preliminaries to a Democratic campaign is that everybody tries to out-radical everybody else, because they're all the base that they're appealing to get the nomination is the controlling machinery of the Democratic Party, which is all communist. So they're trying to out-communist each other. So somebody like this Ocasio, what's her name? Ocasio-Cortez, or what is her name? Will anybody ever learn to remember what her name is? Anyway, she stands a good chance in the preliminaries, as does this black communist down in Florida who's running against Ron DeSantis. They stand chances of securing their nomination. Then in the general election, so that's one of the two Americas we're talking about. To get the nomination, a Democrat has to please their America, which you and I do not belong to. Then after they have pleased that polarized, quite opposite to us, America, then they have to now get into the lists of the general election. And now it's a cage match between their America and our America. Now, folks, think about it. Were American elections ever such a cage match ever before our time right now, before the Trump era? No, they were not. They were not. Very, very recent times, someone like Antonin Scalia was confirmed to the Supreme Court, I think. Somebody correct me again, but the number that's appearing on my mind, I think he was confirmed 96-0. Antonin Scalia. So that sort of thing, don't forget about that ever happening again. How many bills of the last 2 years have, including, let's talk about the tax reduction, Donald Trump's tax plan. How many Democrats voted for Donald Trump's tax plan, which was a really, really smart, really beneficial thing, not radical in any way. It just was an across-the-board tax reduction for corporations, for low-income. Of course, low-income people don't pay taxes. The bottom half of America's taxpayers don't pay any taxes, something like that. All the taxes are paid by the middle class and on up. But it was an across-the-board tax cut. How many Democrats voted for that? That's right. Zero. Zero in the House of Representatives, in which there were, like 170 or so Democrats. Not one of them. Not one of them in the Senate. What? It's that polarized? Yes, it is. How many Democrats voted to confirm Brett Kavanaugh? Only one. Joe Manchin of West Virginia, and he did that only because he's fighting for his life to keep his Senate seat in a red state. It's 2-1 Republican. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Take a chance to call in, too.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Mm-hmm. Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to, so I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
I've been thinking about our fortune, and I've decided that we're really not to blame for the love that's deep inside us now. And the sound we make together is the music to the story in your eyes. It's been shining down upon me now. I realize. Listen to the tide slowly turning. Wash your heartaches away. With heart on fire that is burning.
And I made a mistake in the break. I clicked on an extension, adding an extension on my computer. What a mistake. How could I do what I tell my children not to do? Anyway, that thing is now running on my computer, and I let me see if I can hear it. You're almost done. I can't find out where the voice is coming. There's a woman talking to me, telling me I'm almost done with adding my extension. I can't find out where she is or turn her off. Oh my gosh, let me try this. Let me just try. Take a chance here. Turn off something I don't want to turn off.
Earlier.
What about the
you're almost done.
You're almost done. I'll tell you, it's amazing. This is really an alarming thing that's going on with computers, in the world of computers, folks, is the people running the internet taking away our control of our computers. And this is going to be a battle. Well, I'll see if I can figure this out in the next break. Meanwhile, I've lost my audio I can play for you folks. Let's see, we've got a caller, George in Texas. How are you doing with your computer, George?
It's fine. But you want to know what the funny thing is? Hearing Senator Elizabeth Warren's, DNA results, I gave her her Cherokee name. Yes. It's Spreading Bull.
Spreading Bull. Sitting Bull. I like that. Yeah, yes.
And you know the thing is,
yes.
I bet you she's more white than you are. You know,
I don't know about that one, but I've done my DNA testing. In fact, my ancestry is about 25% Norwegian, and about half British, Scottish, and another quarter of Dutch and German. And that's it for me. But wonderful. I mean, don't get me started on Ancestry.com and on DNA testing. Boy, do I love that. And I hope everybody, boy, get into it, folks. Get into it. Find out who your ancestors are. And it does turn out, there's a story here I'm not going to have time to cover, but.
I have some good news. For a Texas audience, Donald Trump is coming to Houston at the NRG Arena at 6:30 on October 22nd.
Ah, yes, and let us go. Let us go to that story right now at donaldtrump.com.
KHOU.com, too.
Okay, all righty. Let me go to... Boy, I'll tell you, that was a mistake clicking on that extension. I thought I could live dangerously. I thought I could click on an extension during a break and somehow violate my own principle. It didn't work out. Let's go to, that sucker has really taken over part of my computer. Woo-wee, woo-wee. Oh, yeah. When I click on a new tab now, I get... watchtvnow.co. Oh, thank you very much. So that's, I got to uninstall that. I got to find it and uninstall it. This is somebody taking over your computer. You know, I just lost use of my own primary computer. Thank you very much. I can't click on a tab. Let's see if I can change that address. Let me see if I can, in fact, go to where I want to go, which is, DonaldTrump.com. Let's see if I even have control of my keyboard. I do. All right. Well, shoot. And going to what you just mentioned. Yes. Houston, Texas on Monday, October 22nd. Let's go through the lineup. Donald Trump will next appear Thursday, October 18th in Missoula, Montana. He then will the next day be in Mesa, Arizona. Then the next day he'll be in Elko, Nevada. And if I lived anywhere within 200 miles of Elko, like if I lived in Northern California, boy, I'd get myself over to Elko. The next 2 days later, on Monday, you're right, George, October 22nd, Donald Trump will be in the NRG Arena in Houston, Texas. What a schedule. And today he was in the hurricane ravaged areas of the Florida Panhandle, and that was accompanied by Melania. And boy, that was great, and the friendliness of the people there. That's called, I used to live there, that was my home, Panama City Beach. That's right where that was right on the edge of the eye of the hurricane. And those people, probably where I lived is now probably a concrete slab, because it was a wood. The only structures that appear to have survived were steel and concrete structures but just wood frame construction appears to have all been simply turned into matchsticks. And so that's probably what the fate of the house I lived in. Go ahead, George.
You know, the good thing is like every time like a storm hits, you know, the president does get out ahead of it and try to deploy the resources ready to come in. Because I remember when George W. Bush handled Katrina, that was atrocious. That was awful. That was incompetent. You know what I mean? You're seeing.
Well, one of the things about our leader that makes him so wonderful is his energy level. He has more energy than anybody we've ever seen in politics. And I forgive me for not knowing whether is he 72 now? I said that's shameful for me to not know exactly the age of Donald Trump, but I think he's 72 years old. And the to have that energy level as he does, and as you say, get out in front of things. Well, he hops into Air Force One. I'll tell you what, the crew of Air Force One, and I think aren't there two of them? Aren't there two identical planes that help improve the security of the president? But be that as it may, the crew of those planes must be saying to themselves, they must just be loving this. They must be, you know, flying every day. They must get no sleep. Well, they have to get sleep. Let's hope they get sleep. But they must be so busy flying as they've never flown before. Turnaround times. Donald Trump probably has them on a schedule. He probably says, let's go, boys. Come on, let's go. I got an appointment in 35 minutes. And then probably walks up to the cockpit and says to the pilot, he says, can't you gun it? And I'll bet you with Air Force One, I'll bet you they have engines on that plane that are so much more powerful than the commercial standard engines. I'll bet you we don't even know what engines are on that plane.
You want to hear something that's going to
I'll bet
make
you the
you...
airframe? Yeah. Go ahead.
You know what else? And I'll hang up. What is going to really make you laugh is Bill and Hillary are going on tour, and they think they're going to fill up arenas like Donald Trump did, like the president is. And I think Bill and Hillary going on tour, I don't think they can fill a phone booth.
Well, now, yes, I noticed that story, and I didn't think about it as deeply as you have. Yes, this is wonderful, because we will see Bill and Hillary, a twofer. You can see them both. And you're right. I'll bet you they will have audiences of, you know, 500 or fewer people. They may have occasions where they have an audience of 100. And wow. And I'll bet you they have to recruit their audiences and advertise to get audiences. Yes, it'll really make a point.
They'll have to pay for them.
The two of them. Yeah. Well, Hillary, if you remember in her campaign, there were events that we covered on this show where people there, reporters there, panned their cameras around and said, okay. And they looked at the crowd of about 100 people, and they said, there are more staffers here than attendees. So, and that was common for Hillary. So, and that was in the heat of a campaign that where she was expected to become the president. Now she's a real has-been. And,
like I say,
you know what? You just reminded me.
Well, she holds
George,
on most
you just
of
reminded
money.
Me of something. Well, yeah, who knows? Who knows how that marriage goes? Who knows who wears the pants in the Hillary Bill marriage? Hillary does always wear a pantsuit, but who knows who wears the pants in that couple? It's hard to say. I would guess. I don't know. It's hard to say. But she certainly is in the running for wearing the pants in those two. And going all the way back to their early days in Arkansas, when she was as a carpetbagger coming in from Chicago, she was maybe the power behind the throne, driving Bill to, you know, to ambition and, you know, making them a power couple. But who knows? Let me go. Thank you, George.
I'm going to hang up now. All right. This is what you wrap up
the
show.
Thanks. Yeah. Let me put something out there, folks. I was thinking about it this morning. I said, I want to talk about this on the show. And George just reminded me of it, talking about the Hillary campaign. And, you know, at the Trump rallies, of course, what we love to chant is lock her up, lock her up. And I want to put this out there as to what's going on with Robert Mueller, with the Russia hoax investigation, with Jeff Sessions. I want to tie a bunch of threads together. Jeff Sessions, Rod the Rat Rodenstein, something that would explain all these different threads and the weirdness, the things that don't make sense. I think, what's the biggest scandal, the biggest unsolved crime of our time? Think about that for a second. What is the number one unsolved crime of your lifetime? I don't care how long you've lived. Okay. Most of you got your right answer. It's 9/11. 9/11. That is an unsolved crime. Biggest crime in American history. It is unsolved. Who was the FBI director on 9/11/2001? Bob Beria Mueller. Robert Mueller was the FBI director. What happened after 9/11? Did the FBI go in to solve a crime, which is their job? No. A commission was appointed. And I don't have the members of the commission up here on the screen ahead of me, in front of me. But this doesn't make sense. I was feeling like Sherlock Holmes this morning. I said, whoa, isn't that kind of obvious? You have the biggest crime in American history, and you have a commission that investigates it? Not police, not the FBI, not professionals who solve, track down criminals, and then get an indictment and a prosecution and a conviction and lock up or execute the criminals. No. How many people were indicted as a result of 9/11? Zero. How many people went to prison? Zero. That's a solved crime. How many people say that was a bunch of Saudi camel drivers who are responsible? Well, how many? Do we have extradition orders on any of those people? No. What's wrong with this picture? So here's where I'm going with this, folks. I think the big background story, and what the most evil people in our country are worried about with Donald Trump, the biggest threat that he posed to them is that he might solve 9/11. He might expose the criminals responsible for 9/11. And these people, you know, Richard Bloomberg is giving hundreds of millions of dollars to beat Trump, who was mayor of New York at the time. Bloomberg. Mueller, the director of the FBI. The people who perpetrated 9/11, do you think they went somewhere? Do you think they all died in 17 years? No, they're all still here. Larry Silverstein, he's old, but he's still here. He still owns the World Trade Center. Still has that 99-year lease. So the people who perpetrated that, oh, and I wanted to, you know, something I wanted to share you with you tonight, and I don't have it in front of me. I apologize. Europhysics, the europhysics.com website. European physicists concluded all three buildings were brought down by controlled demolition. Richard Gage's website, ae911truth.org, that is a truly, truly dangerous website. To the people who, the worst people in America, the most savage, evil people, the ones who perpetrated 9/11, they're still here. They must be at the core of what really worries them, which is not that Hillary will go to jail. They don't want Hillary to go to jail. They do want to protect Hillary. They do want to protect Bill. But what's that? I don't think they would lose that much sleep over Hillary going to jail. What they would lose sleep, they might lose their lives. They might go to prison themselves for life if their role in 9/11 were discovered. And Donald Trump is that disruptive person, that outsider at the top who could order, through whom? Through whom could Donald Trump order an investigation into what really happened, as Mike Rivero says, on 9/11, through his attorney general? Bingo. The dots connect right there. Bingo, Jeff Sessions. The most mysterious, I like what Jeanine Pirro calls Jeff Sessions, the most dangerous man in America. She said that, I don't know, 6 months ago. Boy, did she nail that one. What a bold statement. Just grabs you when you hear it. The most dangerous man in America, Jeff Sessions, the man about whom Donald Trump said a week ago, I don't have an attorney general. He said that. I don't have an attorney general. And instead, who's in the slot? Rob the Rat Rodenstein. You see how this all comes together? I'll close the show with this when we come back. This isn't talked about enough. Stay with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer from me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I said again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life, with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're back, folks. We are back in our closing segment here. I've got Richard and Austin holding. And Richard, if I leave you hanging, I apologize. I'll give you 2 rain checks. I'll try to get to you. But the here's the big idea I want to close this show with. It's not talked about enough. There's something really, really rotten in Denmark. And I think it's more rotten than Hillary needs to go to prison. It's more rotten than Hillary's crimes with her emails. It's more rotten than Uranium One and Hillary's crimes selling our uranium. Those are very, very rotten things. It's more rotten than key personnel in the FBI and the Justice Department covering, acting as fixers for the Clintons, like Bob Mueller, fixer for the Clintons, James Comey, fixer for the Clintons. It's more rotten than that. That's really, really rotten. But do you see, folks, if you are, you know, imagine there's someone out there who's committed a murder, and they've also committed, they also stole a car. And they're really worried about both. They killed somebody and they stole somebody's car. And they're sitting at home looking out the front porch, and all of a sudden roaring up to their house come the blue lights. Six police cars, and a police SWAT team jumps out of the cars and they're running towards the porch. If I'm that person, the murderer and the car thief, when they run up to me and they put the handcuffs on me and say, "You're under arrest for car theft," you know what my reaction is going to be? "Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you." And that's it. Is it car theft? I'm going in for a car. This is what I think has happened here. The Hillary crimes are the car theft. The murder is 9/11. And what our enemies are really worried about as regards Donald Trump is he's the man with the blue lights who could roar up to their dwellings and say, "You're under arrest for the murder of 3,000 Americans, for a war for weapons of mass destruction that didn't exist, that spent $6 trillion and counting, that cost thousands of American young men their lives. You're under arrest for treason, for mass murder. And you're going to be lucky if you don't get the electric chair." That's what they're worried about. Donald Trump is that man. He could appoint, he could launch that investigation. What could stop him? This is where it clicked for me. There's one position he must control in order to get the truth about 9/11. What one position is that as a subordinate? His attorney general. He must have an attorney general who is as aggressive and will follow the instructions of his president. He doesn't have an attorney general. He said it last week. I think the people who perpetrated 9/11, who are still with us, they're still as powerful as they used to be. This is their master. This is their big plan, the big game. We'll come back. We'll talk about this more tomorrow night. And thank you, everybody, for joining me. My apologies, Richard. See you tomorrow night.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.